Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
Richard Smallwood. Trust me. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Praise God. Praise God. Before I even get started, let's go and give the Lord a hand clap of praise, because he is the Almighty I Am. Woo! Yeah. Praise his name. Bless you, bless you. Amen. We can't praise him enough, ladies and gentlemen. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. You're just joining us live on the network and all across the network globe there via the internet. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. They'll be up shortly. We're excited about you being here tonight. Yeah. Wow. Praise God. Praise God. We serve an awesome and mighty God, folks. I don't understand anything, but we got to trust God, folks. We got to trust him. I don't understand stuff. Don't understand why things happen, don't happen. Whatever, it doesn't matter for as far as I'm concerned, because we must trust in the Lord as the officer. Yeah. Yeah. Praise God. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. We're excited about you being here with us tonight. Hey, tonight's scripture coming up shortly here is Psalms 34. Verses 1 through 10. Be reading that shortly for you as well, praising God for his wonderful word. Also, too, want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of Psalms 34 and more. Of course, read that word every day, right? We need to pick that word up and have it in us each and every day. Psalms 34, please read that in your time of meditation and unto the Lord, and your time of research and so forth in the word. Again, Psalms 34, 1 through 10 coming up. Also, too, we'll be opening up the lines. We always love to hear from those. You don't have to, but if you like, you'll feel free to be online later. Just hit star 1. If you have a praise report, if you have a question or a comment, or, of course, a prayer request as well. So prayer requests, praise report, anything, we'll put you on the line with Bishop and Doc tonight later on. So thank you so much for that. So we're excited about you being with us tonight. And we thank you so much as well. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise as we go to the word of God in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 And ladies and gentlemen, we do, for those who are listening around the globe, we thank the Lord for Dr. Crenshaw and Bishop being with us tonight as well. We always thank God for Bishop and Doc being on tonight with us as well. Yeah, thank you so much, Bishop and Doc. Thank you. Praise God. Yeah, it's nothing like good leadership. Folks, the good leaders that know the Lord and can teach that word and can preach the word and can help us remind us each and every day, each and every week, about the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Psalms 34, 1 through 10, coming up right after the clap. Yes, yes. Yes, let's go to the word. If you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Psalms 34, 1 through 10, ladies and gentlemen, I will bless, and y'all make this personal when you read it too. Make it, or as you hear it tonight, but also make it personal, right, as you read it later on again, if you like. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Wow. Continually. Didn't say sometime, right? Didn't say only when things are going, you know, well or bad or whatever. Continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Amen. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Ladies and gentlemen around the world, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Wow. I sought the Lord, and he heard me. Come on now. We need to seek God each and every day, each and every hour in some cases, and deliver me. He delivered me from all my fears. Not some of them, not a certain percentage of them, but all my fears. They looked unto him, and were enlightened, and their faces were not ashamed. Amen. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Y'all remember the thief on the cross, right? Man, at the last minutes of life, he called on the Lord, and the Lord saved him right on the cross. Isn't that powerful? Wow, that is an amazing story there. I love it. And the angels of the Lord encampeth about them that fear him and deliver him. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Amen. Oh, fear, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Amen. Let me read that one again. For there is no want to them that fear him. Oh, thank you, Lord. And the last verse tonight, ladies and gentlemen, Psalms 34, 1 through 10. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. And that's amazing, folks. We got to seek God each and every day. Let's get a Lord a hand clap of praise for that word tonight. Yeah. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. I did want to mention again that we will be opening up the lines if you have a praise report or a prayer request or a comment tonight on the line. We'd love to hear from you tonight. We'll give that option to you as well. Just hit *1 on your phone. *1 will put you in queue. And we'd love to hear from you tonight if you like. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you would, put your hands together for the man of God, Bishop John Crenshaw, coming to the table. Bishop, thank you so much. Thank you, Bishop, for being with us tonight again.
God bless you. God bless you, every family. God bless everybody. We give God the glory and the thanks for all that he is doing, that he allowed us another day on this earth. The Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever to all generations. We can give God glory for what he has done in our lives and what he continues to do all over this world. We can give God the glory that he has kept us from all the evil and all the danger that is in this world. He has kept on the man in such a peace as it stayed on Jesus Christ. We can give him thanks tonight. We praise God for his goodness. Tonight we will be praying that God will continue to bless his people spiritually and naturally. Spiritually and naturally. God wants his people blessed. This is a scripture say, I wish above all things. I wish above what? All things. That thou be in health and thy soul prosper. Even in thy soul prosper. He wants to be in good health and he wants your soul to prosper. Not only your soul to prosper, he wants you to be blessed in the nature as well. So you be encouraged tonight and you focus on the kingdom of God. Because the kingdom of God suffer violence, but of them be taken by force. We must obey and obey the word of God and watch God move on our behalf. Watch God open doors that seem to be closed. Watch God work miracles when we are sick in an affliction and things don't even look well. God is able to bring us through the storms of life. And we're grateful tonight. We give God the glory tonight. Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. We thank you for your goodness tonight, Lord. We thank you for your word. So shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing whereto you sent. And God, we give you glory for it tonight. We thank you, God, that you bless us each and every day of our lives. We thank you for the blessings of the Lord, making rich and adding no sorrow. We give you glory for it tonight. We praise your name. And Father, your word says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination. Never high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and pull into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Your family will be blessed. Your wife, your husband will be blessed. Your children will be blessed. You will be blessed. If you're not married, you're single, you will be blessed as you obey the word of God. God promised you, no matter what it looks like, God has promised you, he has made a covenant promise with us to bless us. And he promised us to bless. God, and we thank you tonight. We stand on your promises because we know that your promises are coming to pass. has come to pass in our lives. We thank you already, God, for your many, many blessings. We thank you for your people being blessed all over this world. We thank you and we glorify you. Father, as you continue to open doors, Father, we thank you, God, for your blessing families with homes, God, with better jobs, God, with more money, God, with more finances, God, with more spiritual walk with you, God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Jesus, God. We give you glory for it. We magnify your name, and we know there is no shortage in you in any area. There's no shortage. And Father, we thank you for good health. Lord, we give you glory for it right now. You paid the ultimate price that we shall have good health, because you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace is upon you. But it's with your stripes we already heal. We thank you, God, as you heal those that are sick tonight. Those that have any type of disease or any type of sickness, God, we decree and declare miracles in their lives even now. We speak life over them, God, in the name of Jesus. We speak wholeness in them in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for giving them a peace of mind in a turmoil situation. We give you glory for it tonight. We call those things that be not as though they already are. Father, we thank you as you unite families together. We thank you, God, and you've given them more love to one another. Father, we thank you, God, that you're making the crooked places straight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare the miracle of God in their lives, both spiritually and naturally, God, and open our eyes spiritually, God, that we may be able to see in the spirit realm, that we be able to see what you're saying to us, God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, for the blessings of the Lord, make it rich and add a little sorrow. We thank you, Lord, that you will give your people overflow as never before. We thank you, God, for those that are going to school and those that are finishing school and those that are still in school, that you will continue to bless them and give them the knowledge, God. Give them wisdom that passes all understanding, God, that they will succeed so above the average, God, that they will succeed in such a great way, that you will give them a hunger for the truth of God. And Father, we give you glory for it. We thank you, God, as you will give the hunger for the families, God, that they will seek your faith as never before. Father, we give you thank word right now that no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that they are healed. We decree and declare that they are whole. We decree and declare there is no confusion, God, that you will give them a peace of mind that pass out of mind. All understanding, because your word says you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love and power and a sound mind. God, give us, Lord, as you continue to bless your people, we give you thanks for it. We thank for everyone that has graduated. God, in the name of Jesus, we glorify the blessing of God that you have stored up on their lives. God, that's all of us. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that their life will be blessed. The minister, their life will be blessed. God, their life will be blessed in the cities, in the field, in the country. God, their lives will be blessed. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. God, I thank you, Lord, as you bless them. I thank you, God, as they're in school and in college, as preparing for college. God, I thank you, God. God, I'm going to shake all of the answers. Oh, God, I'm going to take all of the answers. God, I give you thanks right now. I thank you for the blessings of the overflow of your wisdom in your knowledge that you've given to your people. I thank you, God. I almost say, Kalidisa, your word is a healer and hundred days after righteousness shall be filled. God, we thank you for souls being saved. Families are being saved. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we give you glory for it. Thank you, Jesus. You're restoring marriage, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we come against that evil trouble. God, we come against that enemy with fire to destroy home, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We set that in the echo. God, we set that in the echo. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We give the glory for it even now. God, we thank you for a move of God, God. We thank you for the children, God, that you are ordering your steps, God. You are ordering that child's step. You are ordering that grown man, that grown woman's step. You are ordering that step, God. In the Lord, we give you glory for it. We praise your name tonight, God, that God, that doors are swinging open wide. Opportunities being made available, God. We give you thanks, God. We will not step back and not walk in the doors that you have made available. We will not sit back and not take advantage of the opportunities you have made available to us, the people of God. Father, we pray for our nation. We pray for our city, for our country. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, cover us in your blood, God. Look on the people during this summer season, Lord. Look on them, God. Let them have safe travel. Safe God, let them see us. Ah, God, in the name of Jesus, keep them from all evil. Don't let no evil come upon them, Lord. Don't let no destruction come upon them, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for saving their lives, God. What about, well, whoever can be around in their family lives, let it be a safe haven for that child. Let it be a safe haven for that individual. Oh, God, we give you glory for it tonight. And we magnify your name because you alone is worthy of all the glory, of all the praise. Your word says, the righteous cry and the Lord hears. Oh, God, we give you thanks tonight. We know that you heal, God. I seek all of us. I seek all of us. Oh, God, I will see about hey, Kalidisa. Oh, my God, I will see about. Oh, bless that family tonight, God. Bless that family tonight. Bless that wife, that husband, that single mother tonight. Bless her, God. I see God, I know. I saw the love of I see her, my way. God, I see God. Right out of the God, we thank you, God, for their endurance, God. We thank you, God, as they hold on to your word. And, Father, we thank you, God, for the manifestations that are taking place in their life, even now. Ah, yes, I can let that go. That passes all understanding, God, the miracle that you're going to perform in their lives in the next few days, God, it'll be uncomprehensible. And, Father, we'll give you glory for it in advance. God, as you bless that family, God, as you bless that child, God, as you bless that husband, God, as you bless that wife, God, oh, stop telling that they go. Ah, God, in the name of Jesus, cover that community, God. Cover our sea color, our Moshe. Cover that community, God. No evil shall come near that dwelling. No plague shall be able to overtake them. Father, we give you thanks tonight. We call it already done because we know that you are a God, cannot lie, God. We call it so in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, that was the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw on Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. And we're just excited about you being here with us. Bishop prayed a powerful prayer for us, ladies and gentlemen, and we're excited about him being here today. We're excited about the Spirit of the Lord with Bishop tonight and with us tonight as we move forward in prayer, and we're excited about glorifying God. At this time, I want to bring in Bishop's awesome and anointed wife, Dr. Denise Crenshaw. Doc, thank you so much for being with us as well. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Elder Kevin, and praise the Lord. Bishop Crenshaw, for that powerful prayer as we certainly continue to pray as Bishop was praying tonight and just quoting the Word of God, because only the Word is going to be able to sustain us in this hour. Grass may wither, flowers may fade away, but the Word of God is going to always stand forever. He's a God of His Word, and He promised us in His Word that He'd never leave us and He would never forsake us. He also promised us that He will supply all of our needs according to His riches and glory. And that Word in itself has to become life to us in the hour and the season that we're living in, with a country that is so, in an uproar, even regarding the debt ceiling and those type of things, and Congress and senators and representatives trying to make decisions that will impact the lives of so many people. We must continue to pray and seek God and pray for those leaders, praise God. But we must also remember in the midst of this crucial decision making that is happening even now as we speak, that we as believers must realize and hold on to the Word of God, that God said is worth it, praise the Lord, that He will supply all of our needs according to His riches and glory, praise the Lord. So God, praise God, has us covered in spite of what it looks like, in spite of what it seems like, praise God, with challenges as it relates around those, praise God, that on Social Security, those veterans and other people and those that are challenges, amen, in their income, amen, even in the workplace, we know that God is going to prevail. He will prevail, and at the close of the day, we're going to be covered. You're going to be covered. He will supply all of our needs according to His riches and glory. We should never be weary, praise God, because God got us covered, praise God. So as we seek the Lord and continue to pray for our nation, praise God, pray for the president. Pray as we get ready to enter into another season of major election. We need a spiritual turnaround in this country. Praise the Lord. We need a revival. Praise God. That we will realize that God is yet sovereign. Praise God. And His Word not going to change just because we don't agree with it. Praise the Lord. That His Word is going to stand. And it's going to stand forever. So we have to make a decision. We have to make a conscious decision, and particularly in the hour that we live in, we have to make a decision, praise God, are we going to stand for God or are we not? Because at the close of the day, Ephesians 6 chapter is yet real. We're not wrestling against one another. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood. It's not people, but we're wrestling against spiritual wickedness, the Bible said, in high places. So what we're being challenged by is not just natural, it is spiritual. Because why? The enemy comes to do three things: to kill, steal, and to destroy. If he can't destroy you, praise God. If he can't take from you, praise God. He's going to try to, amen, praise God, amen, kill you, amen. But God is able, and His blood is covering right now, is our prayer, covering your family, covering your home, covering you in the workplace when you wake up in the morning. Wake up with a thank you, Jesus, in your spirit, and a hallelujah in your heart, thanking Him for another day and another opportunity He has given you, because He didn't have to do it, but He did. He didn't have to wake us up this morning, but thank God He did. So this day, Father, we give it back to You, and we honor You in it. So in everything, the Bible says, what? In everything, give the Lord thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning our lives, that we bless Him, because the enemy hates praise. But I want to encourage you tonight, as we continue to pray for our nation and pray for those senators, representatives, president, and all of those that are in government, the mayors of our city, praise the Lord, county commissioners, city council, whoever they may be, hold them up before God. But remember this, in spite of what they do, the Lord, as you and I, as a believer, the children of God, He have us covered by the blood. And we have no need to be weary, and no need to even worry, because by His blood, the Lord has already taken care of it, and we're covered in His name. God bless you, and back to you, Elder Kevin.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, across the network, if you're just joining us, that was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. Give us another encouraging word and scripture, and also to the empowerment of the word today. So we thank you so much, Doc. as always, appreciate you. Hope y'all was taking some notes there. I wrote down what Doc just mentioned again. God has us covered. That one we got to burn in our conscious and subconscious mind. God has us covered, ladies and gentlemen. God has us covered. No matter what going on, no matter what going on, God has us covered. All the lights on the planet can go out. It could be pitch black. God has us covered. He still has his people covered. So thank you so much, Doc, for that powerful word tonight and encouragement as well. So we thank you so much for that. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to the line tonight. Once again, if you like the praise report, comment, question, or if you have a prayer request tonight, please hit *1 on your phone, *1 on your phone. If you like to have a comment, question, or praise report, or request for prayer tonight as well. So thank you so much. So request for prayer, praise report, or comment or question tonight as we get ready to open up the line. Just hit *1 on your phone. I'll put you in queue. Amen. Well, let's go to the line, ladies and gentlemen. This is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. And Brother John, you're on with Bishop and Doc tonight. God bless you, my brother. God bless you.
Good evening to the prayer line. Thank you, Elder Kevin, who is a one-man praise team opening the prayer. Thank you, Bishop, for that awesome word. And thank you, Dr. Crenshaw, for always inspiring and making us open our eyes and think twice about everything around us. I just want everybody to be encouraged and let them know that the blood still works. I was blessed by a friend of mine who I would have never thought would have been a pastor. I went to hear their first sermon this week, and wow, blown away. Blown away not only by the words that she spoke, but by thinking back where she came from.
Yeah.
And I just want to pray for, I want to pray for the kids this evening, because my first grandson went to the prom this evening and I helped him get dressed. And I was there, as I was standing there, I looked at my son, his father, who I remember sending him off to the prom. And I just think back, that's three generations standing right here of black men. And I just want to pray that those kids be safe and enjoy themselves at the prom. And I want everybody to know, like that awesome song said, God is God all by himself. Amen and hallelujah.
Amen, Brother John. That was powerful. Yes, I'm with you on that, Brother John. God is good. He's a transforming God. And as Doc and Bishop mentioned earlier about souls, it's all about the souls. So we're excited about people transforming their life once they accept Jesus. You know what we do? We get the call. I used to think I found Jesus. No, he found me, and I accepted the call. Praise the Lord! And that's what happens. You accept that call of the Holy Spirit, and God, Jesus, Holy Spirit will transform your life to give you a word so you can preach that word and do what He has called us to do. So that is so powerful. Wow! Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. We'll open up the lines. Before we give it back to Bishop, just want to make sure we didn't miss anybody. *1 on your phone will put you in queue for anybody who has a comment, questionnaire, or a praise report, or a prayer request tonight. Thank you so much. We'll give you a few seconds for that. This is such a great time in the Lord. And again, we thank God for this time and the use of the technology where we can reach so many people on the network as well. Amen. Dr. Crenshaw, we got you online there, man. Thank you so much. Doc.
Praise the Lord. I just want to all of us to really pray for the young people during this summer against the spirit of violence and the spirit of murder and crime. Sometimes every time you wake up in the morning, it's some teenager or somebody is being killed over something, just foolishness. So we really want to pray that the Lord will and that God will give parents wisdom. You know, give us wisdom as to how to do our very best in parenting to keep our children safe. And that there are things that certainly parents can do. They can't control everything, but we know that there's a God that's able to cover and provide safety over our young people during these summer months. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you so much, Doc. Thank you so much. Yes, that's a needed area each and every day during the school year and even outside the school year as they get their breaks throughout the year as well. So thank you so much, Doc, as well. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're on the network right now, just listening there, this is prayer time for Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw, praying for you, your family. Bishop, pray for your family, pray for your neighborhood, pray for your city, state, county, and our nation and all around the globe. So we thank Bishop again for that powerful and wonderful prayer and the great, great words from Dr. Crenshaw for encouragement, empowerment, and also the word of God tonight as well. So we're excited about what God is doing in your life. We want you to stay excited. And remember what Doc said earlier, God has us covered. Wow. God has us covered. Regardless of what's going on, he has us covered. The bishop talked about he'll never leave us or forsake us, right? I mean, that's the only person that can keep his word. You know, God doesn't lie. So he's the only one. Man and woman will let you down, right? Oh, I got your back. But when it comes to the hard time, they're gone, right, sometimes. So we got to know that God will never leave us or forsake us in the hard times, in the good times, in the difficult times. God said, I'm still here with you. And, man, we just got to trust him. Wow. Praise God. And I always have to pray, help my unbelief, Father. Help my unbelief sometimes. So y'all may have to pray that one, too. Just help me understand more, Father, that we got to trust you. That you do have us covered no matter what I see in the spirit or what I see in the physical, that you still have us covered, Father. So thank you, Father, for this time. And thank you for Bishop and Doc reminding us each and every week about the power of prayer and what it's all about to know God for ourselves. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. At this time, we're going to turn it back over to Bishop. Bishop, back to you, sir. God bless you, sir.
God bless everyone. We give God the glory and the honor for the words of exaltation of Dr. Crenshaw. Awesome. We give God thanks as we pray for our young people as they out of school and getting ready for the future. God, that God will protect them from the danger that is going on in the world. That God will keep their minds in perfect peace and keep their mind on poverty. Positive things and keep their minds they love one another and not to take from no one. And Father, we pray tonight for the young people, not only the young but the old people. We pray for a peace of mind that only you can give, a safety that only you can bring. And Father, we cannot be around our children all the time, but you are all knowing. You know every secret place, every secret thought. But Father, we pray for the safety of them. We pray for the mind thought will be drawn to you instead of violence. God, that you will bless them with jobs, make the jobs available for them, opportunities available. And Father, we give you thanks, God, that those that are graduating, that they'll continue on being successful in life. That they will keep you first, most of all, keep you in their life as they go from day to day. And Father, we give you thanks. And Father, let us be leaders as parents, that we can show them the way, the path, by praying, by seeking the word, by living by the word, and by obeying the word. And Father, we thank you for it even now. We thank you for every child. God, you have a purpose in their lives. And Father, we give you thanks even now that you will bless them and keep them in the way of God. Keep them safely each and every day. And Father, we give you thanks. We call it so. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Oh, thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been listening to Bishop John Crenshaw tonight on Prayer Time and also Dr. Crenshaw as well, Bishop's wife tonight, and we're just excited about you being with us tonight. We want to continue to just have on your calendar, Lord willing, each and every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're here with Bishop and Doc as we go through prayer and share the goodness of God and the word of God as well. So we're just excited about that. So we love you so much in that area. Also, too, folks, want to continue, want to just remind you about the scripture tonight. I want to encourage everybody to read their word each and every day. It's no excuse for getting the word today, that's for sure. It's on audio. It's on our phone. It's on our laptop. It's on our desktop. It's on our tablets. It's everywhere. The word is everywhere. All we got to do is pull it up It's that our, some of us have our Bibles at the home, right, at the job, at the business, wherever. Some of us carry our Bible around, which is even better, of course, but you can pull it out at any time and read the word. So tonight's scripture was Psalms 34, verses 1 through 10, but I encourage you to read the entire chapter and just meditate in the word tonight and receive the word of the Lord and receive it, what you need for your life tonight in Jesus' name. For the word, as Doc mentioned earlier, the word, you know, will not return void, and the word will stand forever. Man, that's powerful when you think about it. The great I Am said that the word will stand forever. He is the word. He's released the word, and it will stand forever. Everything else will go by the wayside, but his word will stand. Wow, that is powerful. What a mighty God we do serve. Amen. Well, praise God. Well, let me turn this back over to Bishop for final thoughts and close out. Bishop, thank you so much. Back to you, sir, for final close out.
God bless everybody. We give God glory for what he's doing in your life. As you continue to focus on the word of God and spend more time with the Lord and watch God do miraculous things in your life and your family life and those that are around that you come in contact with or connected with, that God will continue to bless them spiritually as well as naturally. God bless you tonight. We love you is our prayers.
Amen. Yes, sir. We love you too, Bishop and Doc. Thank you so much again for your precious time tonight. And we love the Crenshaw family, and we bless y'all. Continue to pray for your leaders as well, right? Pray for your leaders, all your prophets, evangelists, and teachers, and ministers, and pastors. Pray for them as well, right? Pray for them and their families as well, ladies and gentlemen, as they bring us the word. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise before we go to a song tonight. Amen. We'll let you go. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you again for your time tonight. We want you to continue to have a great rest of the evening. I know in the state of Georgia, it is a beautiful, has been a beautiful day and a beautiful evening coming up as well. We want you to have an awesome rest of the day. And guess what, guys? We want you to have a powerful and productive week as well, okay? Y'all be intentional, be on purpose. And know God has your back. God has you covered, folks, so you can live your wonderful lives each and every day. And let your children know about the goodness of the Lord. Let your children know, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. Let them know the goodness of God, that God will never leave them either, of course, or forsake them. So we thank you so much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. I want you guys to share this out. If you guys need to know how to do that, get in touch with Elder Kevin Bond. Share this out. Everybody on the planet today, 8 billion plus people need prayer. In my opinion, they need prayer as well. So we thank you so much for your time tonight. Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll leave you with a beautiful song here. JJ Harrison, Lord, you are mighty. Yes, he is mighty. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. God bless you now. Take care.
Oh, Lord, how excellent is your name in all. No praise is high.
God, lift up your praises.
Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, we serve a mighty God. We must stay excited about what he's doing. We thank you so much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's been prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw, Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. Have a great rest of the evening. Take care, everybody. God bless you. Thank you for joining us tonight. We'll see you next time on Prayer Time. Bless you now. Bye-bye.